Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. My guest today is Maribel Alvarez, a practicing folklorist who's been studying a particular icon for over 20 years.
Mostly known as the Sleeping Mexican, sometimes the Sombrero Dozer, Pancho, Ramon.
And this is the man with a sombrero, and he's leaning against a particular cactus.
Or an adobe house, crouching with his knees pull up to his chest, faceless most of the time, with a jug of some sort on the side, and dressed in white pantaloons and shirt, perhaps referring to an indigenous Central Mexican community, and then a sort of colorful sash around the waist.
How do we interpret this icon?
Well, the icon has been pretty much hated by a lot of people for a long time, predominantly considered a stereotype that references laziness, drunkenness, lack of interest and apathy. On the other hand, there is another possible reading, immediately recognizing in that image, in that icon, in that position of the siesta, not laziness, but just the opposite. A farmer who got up very, very early, and obviously at some point is taking a rest. It comes out of the Porfiriato era in Mexico, where the formation of the haciendas brought in a lot of agricultural workers from the indigenous communities. As the image traveled north and under the context of political and economic injustices, it was really read as laziness.
So where does this icon show up in popular culture?
Everywhere. It became pretty much a kitsch figurine, sold in border towns. Here in Tucson, we have the Siesta Hotel, which has a magnificent old neon sign of the Sleeping Mexican.
And this is sort of where he intersects with the other icon of the Southwest, the saguaro cactus.
Absolutely. They're put together to reference the Southwest, to reference the life of leisure and a slower pace. So much of the meanings of dominant culture are based on strategies of extraction. You extract the context of hospitality, of conviviality, of restfulness, of enjoying el placer de la vida, and then you turn all of that material into something negative. Because here you have two icons and an image and a representation of the Southwest that could easily have been, all things being equal, interpreted as that magnificent life-giving force of the saguaro, giving also a place of resting and association with honoring the land of this man, this humble man who's actually working the land. The same attitudes that fuel stereotype and hate and lack of respect and affording dignity to people is the same kind of threat that you see to the natural world. Saguaros are really living beings, are people who are inhabiting our desert.
If you could ask Pancho anything, what would you ask him?
I think I would ask him, how does it feel to be so misunderstood? And I think if Pancho could get up and respond, the one thing that Pancho would say is, I'm not Pancho. I'm not that thing, that being that you have created as a caricature. I'm a living human being, and I've been here all along. Ay, 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 ay.